In Ireland, nothing gets us talking like lions.
Tea?
Small talk.
Well, Jimmy, shocking weather we're having.
Big talk.
Even I could have played county. Office talk.
I'm MIA in the AM, but I'll circle back on the KPIs.
Real talk.
Milk before tea? Should be a criminal offence.
You could say we talk too much.
But the truth is,
we don't talk nearly enough. Lions puts the talk into tea.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, the House of Lords has passed an amendment to the UK Crime and Policing Bill, which was proposed by the former DUP leader, Arlene Foster, and it would criminalise saying up the rah. Joining us now is Brian Warfield of the Wolf Tones. Brian, what's your reaction to this story?
Well, I can tell you one thing. It's a foolish thing to be doing in the first place, because this criminalisation of Irish song goes back centuries. And I collect all these paper cuttings from the 19th century, like 1840s, 1850s, 1870s. And, you know, they criminalized what they call seditious music. And what they did was, they imprisoned people for singing what they termed a seditious song. Mm. It never stopped the music. It never stopped the people from singing Irish music. It never stopped the people from singing the Irish story. I can read a couple of them out to you now. I'll just give you an example of like what was going on.
You don't mind, Brian, let's keep with the present, if that's okay. Like, it does seem an extreme measure, and I'm not sure how it would work in practice. But can you understand where Arlene Foster is coming from? I mean, just on a personal basis, her father was shot in the head by the RA, and they blew up her school bus. Can you understand why she might feel that glorifying the IRA is not necessarily a good thing?
We could go on through all the things that happened in the six counties from the time it was set up, and it's not going to help anybody. And the fact that, you know, we have a peace agreement that was agreed by everybody, that we should accept one another's cultures, we should accept the fact that the IRA are the heroes in some localities, just as much as the British Army are in other localities, that we don't stop them wearing a poppy when it goes around, and they're cherishing the fact that the British Army worked very hard with collusion and everything else to kill a lot of Irish people. And we were almost very close to that point when we were nearly caught, but for some of the IRA people in the area that got us out of it and warned us. So, I mean...
Brian, I suppose that my question is there a rewriting of history about what happened during the Troubles, a glorification of the Troubles, a perception now or a narrative that there was no alternative to armed conflict, whereas in fact the SDLP, for example, who were the majority party among nationalists in Northern Ireland for the whole duration of the Troubles, they argued against violence and never went down that road. Are we rewriting history now? There was no alternative. The nationalists were all in favour of the IRA. They weren't in favour of the IRA.
No, they weren't at all. Nobody did. I mean, the IRA at the time, and I remember it well, were demonised at the time by every news media
But it wasn't just
America.
In the news media. There was in nationalist communities, they were a minority party compared to the SDLP. That was nothing to do with the media. Ordinary nationalists didn't like things like Enniskillen. They didn't like things like the Le Mans restaurant bombing, the King's Mill massacre when 10 Protestant workmen were taken out and shot dead, by the way. Like, there was nothing glorious about any of that.
But look, that's ridiculous. You could go through all the things that happened in the north to mention.
No, I know that, and terrible things were done. Terrible things were all, but nobody's singing up the UVF.
What about all the things that happened, including the Shankill butchers, who butchered people for no other reason but the fact they were Catholics? that all the collusion with the British Army and everything else, they were all crimes that were, you know, that were...
They were. Horrible things happened. But there isn't the same, there isn't the same glorification, at least I haven't seen it. In certain parts of Northern Ireland, loyalist areas, there is. But
you're totally wrong there. There is people still going out.
Well, I just said there was.
On November, and they're wearing poppies to give, I don't know what they do with the money, but they obviously use it. They can't even, you can't even go on a TV show without wearing a poppy.
I don't disagree with that. I think there is a level of poppy fascism. I would absolutely accept that. I suppose the point is that we're dealing with this. Are we making IRA violence more acceptable by saying it's okay to sing
up the Ra? Look, the IRA violence is not the only violence in the world. It's not the only country that used arms to get freedom from England. Many, many countries have done it. And, you know, what are you going to... You're going to demonise the Irish because they took up the arms to get them freedom after 800 years? I mean, you've got to read your history. You've got to go down...
I think I know my history pretty well, but you know, I'm thinking about people like the family of Brian Stack, the prison officer who was shot dead by the IRA, the families of Garda Gary Sheehan and Private Patrick Kelly, who was shot dead by the IRA in Leitrim. They were shot dead by the IRA. Tom Oliver in Cooley, who was dragged out and tortured and murdered by the IRA. Like, I suppose my point is, this wasn't a glorious war, and by singing Ua Up the Ra, we are glorifying it.
You might think that, but I don't. The fact that I am very proud of the people who fought for Ireland over the years, because nothing was given to Ireland without some kind of insurrection. Nothing. And, you know, Daniel O'Connell tried for years.
If we're talking history, that what was available in the Good Friday Agreement was available in the Sunningdale Agreement of 1974, and the IRA opposed that. It wasn't very different. And in the meantime, 3,000 people died. I mean, that's history.
I don't think you can blame one party for that.
No, that's not what I said. But my point is what was available. You said nothing was achieved without violence. My point is there was an agreement in 1974, the Sunningdale Agreement. And the Good Friday Agreement was no different from that, really. And in the meantime, 3,000 people died on both sides of the community. I accept that.
I went through all that thing and I've seen all the... Look, the Wolf Tones were accused of everything in the book. And
I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm making the point about singing Ua Up the Ra, people singing it.
Ua Up the Ra doesn't injure anybody but somebody who has an extreme loyalist position.
Or someone whose family was affected by IRA violence.
Yeah, but if you're going to start blaming the song for what happened years ago, I mean, I have a piece of a cutting out of a paper there where people got 2 months in prison for singing O'Donnell the Bull.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that goes back to the British labelling any song that they didn't like in Ireland as a seditious song. And they were 2 months in prison and £20 each fine. With a guy in Lochmanny, and they were on the way to Bruff, and the accordion player was playing. They asked for O'Donnell the Bull, and he said the whole crowd joined in singing it. Okay. They got the accordion player and the people who were singing it and charged them in court.
Yeah.
Are we going to go back to that point in England again? I hope not, Brian.
Listen, really appreciate you talking to us.
It looks like with this legislation, they're trying to relive that again.
I wonder will it come into effect. But look, thank you for taking the time to talk to us. Really appreciate you talking to us this evening. Brian Warfield there of the Wolf Tones. Let us know what you think. Loads of people getting in touch.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 p.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.